بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, when you go to buy a car, what do you go to buy? What do you ask for? You ask for the name of a car. You don't go to the market and say, I want a car. What is a car? There is no such thing as a car. There is a Land Cruiser, there is a BMW, there is a Mercedes, and so on and so on. When you go to buy toothpaste, what do you ask for? You ask for a brand. You don't go to the shop and say, I want toothpaste. If you say, I want toothpaste, the shopkeeper will ask you, which brand? Brand differentiates. In my role as a leadership consultant, people ask me, what must I do to be successful in the corporate world or successful in the world of leadership? And I tell them, differentiate. Differentiate on the basis of something that is beneficial to society. That differentiation creates brand. Brand inspires loyalty. Loyalty enables influence. And influence is the soul of leadership. So my question to you and myself is, what is brand Muslim? What is brand Muslim? What is your brand and my brand as Muslims? Now, if you talk to any branding consultants, they will speak to you about something called elements of brand. So each brand has some elements. What are the elements of brand Muslim? Brand Muslim has four elements. I want you to remember this clearly, so listen carefully. Brand Muslim has four elements. The first element of brand Muslim is that we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The second element of brand Muslim is that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The third element of brand Muslim is that we as Muslims are one people. And the fourth element of brand Muslim is that we are beneficial to all of humanity and all the world. Four elements of brand Muslim. We are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are one people and we are beneficial people. Let's look at each of these very quickly and briefly. First one is, we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is a Muslim? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, only that person is successful and finally and completely and totally successful. The beautiful example of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb said to him, submit, he said, I have submitted. He did not say, I will submit. He did not say, let me think about it. He did not say, I'm struggling to submit. No. Allah said, submit. He says, I have submitted. Aslim, qala aslamtu. This is an example for us to follow when we talk about obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. How do we become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? I'm teaching you and reminding myself of the tools. There's no point in telling you, do this, do that, without the tools of how to do that. So how do we become obedient to Allah? Obedience is the effect of understanding the glory and awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to become obedient, we have to know who is Allah. Nobody introduced or can introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself to us in his kalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentioned the effect that this introduction must have on our hearts. Before he introduced, he first mentioned the effect, so let us check the effects on our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. I'm reciting ayat for you which you are familiar with. You don't need the translation of this. Allah is telling us that if this kitab was to be sent down on a mountain, the mountain would humble itself, would shiver with the awe and majesty and khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These examples we give to the people so that they may reflect. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. I remind myself and you, let us reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Let us know our Rabb and let us make dua that Allah fills our hearts with His awe and majesty and glory, so that we become completely and totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of blind obedience, but because of obedience with knowledge. We obey Allah without question, Because we know who is Allah. And we know that Allah loves us, and we know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered is for our benefit, not for His benefit. Because لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ هُوَ الصَّمَدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all needs and wants. That's the first element of brand Muslim. Second element of brand Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the quality of the believers. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't just love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. How do we develop love? We develop love through thankfulness. We develop love by reflecting on what we received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we reflect on that, we become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in His kalam in many places. He mentioned this in a general way, where it applies to everybody. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman wa'allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, 'allamahu al-bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His own name, and He said, He is the one who taught the Qur'an. He is the one who taught people to speak. He is the one who set up the mizan. He is the one who gave us the criterion of judgment between justice and injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this earth and its creation. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ ثُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned rain, Allah mentioned our spouses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the growth that He sends from the earth, the crops that we grow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all those things without which we could not even survive. It is a strange paradox of the human condition that we remember a blessing only when it is no longer there, only when we lose it. Let us be among those who are conscious of the blessings while we still have them. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who thanks me for my blessings, I will increase them for him. The second one is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else, because we are conscious of His blessings, of what He has given us without even asking. The third element of brand Muslim is recognizing our own identity, our own collective identity as one people. A brotherhood that is not a brotherhood of race, it is not a brotherhood of color, it's not a brotherhood of nationality, it's not a brotherhood based on language, it's not a brotherhood based on tribe or family, it's a brotherhood based on only one thing, which joins all of these, which transcends all these boundaries of diversity, and that is the brotherhood of faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّا هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. The first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Himself and His own Jalal and Kamal as the means of joining us together in worship of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a Muslim? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, who prays in the direction of the Kaaba and who eats what we slaughter. Three conditions. The one who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, who prays in the direction of our Kaaba and who eats what we slaughter. I remind myself and you, let us stay with the standard which is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave everything else to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the individual. Today we divide ourselves on all kinds of basis. On what authority? We exclude Muslims from our masajid. On what authority? Is the masjid your house or is it the house of Allah? If it is the house of Allah, then on what basis do we exclude somebody who wants to come there to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters, my brothers and sisters. The second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used His own jalal and kamal to join us together in our actions in the world, which is taqwa. Fattaqoon. What is taqwa? Taqwa is to behave, is to act, is to speak, is to walk, is to talk, is to deal in a way which pleases only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Taqwa is to be concerned about the pleasure of Allah. Taqwa is to fear to displease Allah. Not the fear of Allah. The fear of the displeasure of Allah. Why? Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts His glory and majesty, and we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. And that is why we have taqwa. Taqwa is an expression of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would be a lie to say I love Allah and then I blatantly disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined us together, all Muslims, anyone who said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, on these two bases, that we worship only Him and we fear only His displeasure. This is the third element of brand Muslim. The fourth and last and final element of brand Muslim is that we are beneficial for the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this when He said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah did not say أُخْرِجَتْ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah said أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of people, and you have been selected and extracted from the people for the people. You have been extracted and selected for the people, لِلنَّاسِ, to be beneficial to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. He said, the best of people are those who are most beneficial to the people. And what is this benefit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it. تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. To enjoin and support and promote everything which is al-ma'ruf, which is good, which is beneficial, which is well known. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And to oppose and to stop everything which is disobedience, which is munkar. We sometimes restrict this definition only to halal and haram of Islam. Definitely, it includes what is haram and halal in Islam. But it is not restricted only to that. Anything which is beneficial to people, for example, speaking out against global warming, speaking in favor of conservation of water, speaking against environmental pollution, wildlife conservation, protecting of trees. It's not a haram halal issue, but these are things which are, today we are in a peculiar situation where on the one hand we claim to have the maximum knowledge about the environment and about this world, and we are busy destroying this world. We are not destroying the world out of ignorance. We are destroying the world despite claiming from the hilltops that we know, we have all this knowledge of science. And the reason is because it is not technology which solves problems. It is the people who use that technology who either use it to solve problems or use it to exacerbate and to increase the problems. Technology is value neutral. Science is value neutral. Values come from religion. Values come from faith. The Anbiya alayhi salam came to teach values, not to teach technology. I have nothing against technology. I am all in favor of technology. I am saying put the thing in the right place. Your shoe costs 200 dinar. Your cap costs 200 fils. You will not put the 200 dinar shoe on your head because it costs more. If you do that, people will say you are mad. Technology is technology, it's a tool, it's to be used. Ethics, morals, values are the mizan. They are the criteria. They are the standard on which to judge our actions. They are the standard by which we will be judged when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourth element of brand Muslim. Who is a Muslim? What is the brand? Four elements. Glory, awe, majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resulting in absolute obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above anyone and everyone else. Number three is one people, one ummah, universal brotherhood. And number four is to be beneficial to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to end with this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith which is narrated, which is in Bukhari, narrated by Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who is not a believer? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking an oath and he is saying, this person is not a believer. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who is not a believer? Who are you talking about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one whose neighbor is not safe from his evil. The one whose neighbor is not safe from his evil is not a believer. Please note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, the one whose Muslim neighbor is not safe. He did not say, non-Muslim neighbor, you do whatever you like. No. Islam does not differentiate between Muslims and non-Muslims when it comes to hukuk ul-ibad. Islam does not differentiate between Muslim and non-Muslim when it comes to harm and benefit. A Muslim is one from whom only good comes. And my dalil is the best of the dalail, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even harm those who were his sworn enemies, who harmed him physically, who harmed him mentally and psychologically, people who harmed him in terms of his, who slandered him, who did everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not harm them. They were all not Muslim, they were all non-Muslim people. He did not harm them. He prayed for them, he made dua for them, he made dua for maghfirah for them. That is our example. A Muslim is one who benefits everybody. All people, benefits the environment, benefits the world, benefits this earth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. All of these four things are collected in what we know as the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So therefore, if we follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which we need to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah al-Muslim, all these four things are collected in that. I strongly recommend to you, please study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just read it, study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practice that in your lives. I remind myself to do that for myself. Bring this into your homes, talk about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to your children. Make the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a beloved name, the most familiar name to us in our homes. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to reflect on what we hear and read, and to bring this into our lives in accordance with the best of the examples, which is the seerah and sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم